With sport, here's Barry Guy.
Informed Polish tennis player Iga Świątek crushed American Alison Risk 6-love 6-2 as she raced into the French Open third round with her 30th consecutive victory. The world number one is chasing a second Roland Garros title in 3 years.
Basically, I changed some things, like I started being more aggressive and trying to be more proactive on court, and that's something that my coach really helped me to do. But also, I think all the work that we've been doing, even last season, it finally clicked.
Świątek is on the longest winning run since Serena Williams bagged 34 consecutive victories in 2013. Still a far cry, however, from Martina Navratilova's all-time record of 74 from 1984. Men's second seed Daniil Medvedev and four seed Stefanos Tsitsipas also progressed, but former world number ones Karolina Pliskova and Simona Halep were beaten. Dame Lisa Carrington is closing in on her second World Cup gold in 2 weeks after qualifying fastest for this weekend's K1 500 final at the latest regatta in Poland. Carrington and her K4 500 teammates, Alicia Hoskin, Olivia Brett and Tara Vaughan, also advanced to their final. Hoskin and Carrington start their K2 500 races tonight, and Hoskin says they're aiming for another podium finish.
We've nailed down a few things that really work for us as a crew, and then, yeah, we're really working on our first 50 metres, trying to use our speed to jump away from the rest of the crews, and so, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
The new combination won bronze last weekend in the Czech Republic. An unbeaten 65 from fast bowler Matt Henry has pushed the Black Caps to 298 for 8 after the first day of their second tour match against a county selection in Chelmsford. Meanwhile, the White Ferns' failure to reach the semi-finals at the recent World Cup has led to the clean-out, which included Amy Satterthwaite yesterday. New Zealand cricket's Brian Stronach says that they need to look to the future if their fortunes are to improve.
The biggest thing for us is where this team's at now, and we're going, we're not up to where we need to be or want to be, so that's where we feel like we do have to take a slightly different direction around this and go to the future.
Badminton player Oliver Layden-Davis has been selected for his fourth Commonwealth Games and will team up with debutante Anona Paak in the mixed doubles in Birmingham. Koina Nga Pūrongo, Hakini Kina.